The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And I don't mean no harm, he said with a blink. Please buy me a drink, my pocket's out of sync. I'll tell you a story, let's take a walk. Let's talk, old talk. Was raining one morning as I was walking, I heard the froggies talk. He said the frogs leave a wreck on a rainy morning. Frogs leave a wreck on a rainy morning. Good morning, good morning, how are you this morning? It was hopping and leaping and jumping and skipping.
Good yawning this morning. Thank you, Arlington. Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. What's that guy's name? Phil Stubbs? Boy, he know how to bring it to you, how to make the day better. Good yawning this morning. That's what the froggy said. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day on this Tuesday, the 28th of September, 2021. Welcome to On the Clock with Erin Green. On the Clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the Clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. And to start the show, I have a brief message about the Public Procurement Act. Did you know that the Public Procurement Act took effect September 1st, 2021, and suppliers and vendors interested in doing business with the government will have to register on the electronic procurement platform in order to bid on jobs? Register your business today at suppliers.gov.bs. If you need help registering your business on the e-procurement portal, contact the help desk at 604-1049 or 604-1056. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Finance. Well, good morning. I didn't expect to see the rain this morning, especially after a conversation yesterday about water. In fact, over the last week or so, I'd gotten into a pattern, right? I thought the rain had gotten into a pattern, but I got into the sort of habit of expecting it to rain sort of overnight in the early hours of the morning and wake up in the morning to fresh, wet grass that is slowly drying off as the heat climbs throughout the day, right? I didn't expect it to be gray like this today. But water does what water does. And the ocean will continue to do what the ocean does. And referencing yesterday's conversation, I just wanted to say, you know, after thinking about it, imagine that. We're mad at the ocean for doing what the ocean does. We're frustrated with nature doing what nature does. And I thought about it, and, you know, I thought, look at us humans. We pretend to be gods. We fashion ourselves after gods. We think we're gods. We have so much money. We wield so much power over the planet. But we couldn't figure out what to do with a couple of hundred tons of sea and rain water. In the midst of drought. In the midst of drought all over the world. Countries, regions experiencing drought. And here we are with tons and tons of water that we could use if somehow we could figure out how to capture it. But you know who understood water and the ocean and nature? Our grandmothers and our grandfathers knew what to do. The old people knew what to do. Poor people knew what to do. Our ancestors knew what to do. But here we are in the 21st century complaining about drought. And we get catch by surprise with tons and tons of water. We got enough money in this town to capture every drop of water that falls from the sky. And I know we could do it because we have communities like Spanish Wells that for decades have been at a communal level, not just at the individual personal level, but as a community have a water collection and management program. They've designed their houses to make this possible. It's a part of their culture. It's a part of how they live. See, that's why I'm so excited to see this new ministry, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources and Family Island Affairs. Because I am very excited for us to have this conversation about what development could look like if we let family island imagination drive this train we call the Bahamas forward. Well, good morning. This morning is going to be sort of like an open line. I can tell you all the things I want to talk about this morning, and you can tell me the things you want to talk about this morning. I want to talk about the F&M leadership race. Is it a race or is it a crisis? I want to talk about the Haitian migration situation. I want to talk about this commission of inquiry I see people talking about. The paper today, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said the government will have to determine whether its examination of the Minister administration's spending during the COVID-19 pandemic warrants a commission of inquiry. Well, if you need a reason to have a commission of inquiry, Prime Minister, I could think about a couple of things right now, right off the bat. First of all, the preparation for the handling and the relief and recovery effort and reporting of Dorian. We could just have a whole commission of inquiry about Dorian. But I can get back to that. And then, of course, I'm excited about this new ministry, the Ministry of Housing and Transportation, or Transportation and Housing. And we'll talk about housing crisis a little bit. And then there was big, big global international news yesterday. I don't really talk about international news much, but R. Kelly was found guilty yesterday. I think it's important we talk about that because this guy, R. Kelly, has woven himself into the fabric of our lives through music. And we have to figure out how we're going to weave him right back out, send him home to his mama, because we ain't got time for that. Anyway, I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green. You're so conscious, man. And you don't miss nothing.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm okay, Aaron. I guess you was listening to a conversation I had with a friend yesterday, because I mean, we talk about the same thing. You know how important it is right now. You tell the water falling out of the sky, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, energy is wasted because we ain't really capturing it.
Mm-hmm.
You could imagine, right? Because we are basically low-lying, at least NASA is low-lying, right?
Uh-huh.
And imagine if we had silos, right, that mm-hmm. could capture this water, right, which is down to at least about 100 feet up, right?
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't even have to use a pump to put water on all the different buildings, houses, whatever in this town, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And even so, like, once you get this gravity feed system going, it's like, imagine putting a turbine there, we could to see a slow spinning turbine and water pass through, because it has a lot of the energy that has to come through that pipe, right?
Right.
And to take it and times it, like to say the ratio of it, every time it turns one time, you get a 200 times or 200 at least to one ratio.
Yeah.
So that you can generate, I'm talking about electricity. I mean, all of these things can happen. I mean, like, we can use, like, the energy that come out of the sky. We can use the energy that happened in current. I mean, it's all kind of means we can really capture this energy and utilize it when we really need it, i.e., like, they say, hurricane time and when all the water is all mashed up, it's all water, this and that. We supposed to have, like, storage tanks. I say elevated, like, say, up 20 feet. That's what Dorian waves were, 25 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Elevate these tanks, like, 20 feet off the ground, right, so that the water wouldn't be contaminated once you can cover it, whatever. But then a means of just capturing it. You can capture it off, like, different roof system. But in my mind, I mean, it's like, if you have a, like, say, a 12-story building, right?
Yeah.
And, like, it's designed, I say, a pyramidal design, right?
Okay.
And this water will flow down, and you can capture this water, and you can basically, if it means to even pump it up to the, if you want to go, like, in Miami, I remember they had, like, towers, like, I mean, about systems, like, 1,000 feet up or so. They had, a beacon with the, where planes can't hit it, right? But, I mean, like, these systems can happen, and, I mean, like, we can cut costs, like, on electricity generating, to, I'm talking about to pull this water up out of the ground, because if it's in the air, it'll always come down. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean.
Absolutely.
And then guess what? Another thing, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when these are silos are filled, like, say, if you design it, for 75% of them, the water would be an overflow. And
let me ask you a quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you an engineer?
Basically, I'm an engineer, but not one who has a degree, but I can tell you what. The ideas I have.
So why are you not documenting them?
I am Aaron.
Yeah.
No longer than, like, last night, right? You know what I'm doing? I think I'm going to build a model, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to build a model in percentage, because, I mean, like, this idea is just, I'm talking about off the grid, because basically, like, a hurricane shelter is going to be like it's a hurricane shelter, right?
Mm-hmm.
12 stories up, right? Pyramidal form, right?
Right,
but
right.
It's going to be elevated, like, let's say, on 20-foot stilts, okay?
Okay.
The bottom section of it, the bottom section on the first floor, all floors be 12 feet, right?
So, okay, so I got you.
The building will stand like 140 feet. I'm talking about something like an Inalgo right now, we'd even be a lookout point.
And listen, if it has a pyramidal form,
yeah.
Hold on, do we have the potential to put solar panels on it?
Yeah, I'm
spoiling your idea.
Hold on, Aaron, I think you're in my brain, because I want to build this model and present it to the government. Because I'm telling you, I'm talking about when you're really looking at it, land it being a self-sufficient unit.
I got you.
I'm talking about, I mean, in time of like the emergency of a storm. And
right.
I have a design where emergency vehicles and everything could come in and out and everything. And I'm talking about the whole gamut.
So look here, we got to do some research, first of all, right? Because I want to know what's the hurricane durability.
I can tell you what. I'm a builder. I
got skills.
My family's full of engineers. And listen to me. What I'm talking about, right? I'm talking about could withstand any hurricane. I'm talking about the size I'm talking about is like 200 feet. The base of the pyramid will be like 180 feet, but then all around it, elevated at 20 feet up, right? It's going to be this lower section. That's going to be like to contain like the medical facility,
a multi-use shelter purpose.
Even to the extent of containing like vehicles that can get you from this pyramid.
All right, okay, structure. I got you. I listen.
You know?
I got to make sure that me and you just not having this conversation, because I'm dead excited.
This ain't on air.
But listen, we on air. Here's what I want to...
I mean, on air, just talk.
You're working on this.
On air. I'm giving out this idea, but I shouldn't even give them my idea. But I mean, it's so important, because you know what? We don't have no kind of...
But this is a point I will make here. We need a think tank that's incentivized by cash, right? That's what these people in this capitalist society say. They need real money and real talks to drive innovation,
Aaron,
and ideas.
Aaron, let me tell you something, yeah? I ain't telling you where to lie. Last night, in fact, I can calculate ratios and everything. I'm talking about this whole thing. I got this very down to the team. Once I do a model and present it to the government. Yeah.
But no, we're not going to present it to the government. I can tell you why. Because, I can tell you why. If you're not dissing the government doesn't have the capacity to take that idea and grow it to fruition, right? See, what we need is we need, John Farquharson in the paper today. We need a tripartite body, which combines government, private sector funding, and civil society, people-driven innovation, right, with private sector resources, so that the government can be a part of the process, because it has to understand the industry that we're trying to develop. It has to understand what type of regulations, what types of shifts need to occur in other industries and spaces, and have to occur simultaneously, right? But the government itself doesn't have the capacity to grow that.
I know, but you know what? I mean, you could international funding, because this, what I have in my head, right, is this is going to be, is a mega structure, okay?
Yeah, man.
In my mind, right? Okay.
I can't go. I got to go to some texts, and I got a couple other things I want to talk about. But here's what I need you to know. This is a whole show, man. This is a whole show. And I have some environmental experts I want you to come on and talk with, right? And I think you and I could have an even more fruitful discussion and full discussion if we bring some other players on board. But you got to document and copyright that idea, cousin. That is an awesome idea. I've got a text here that says, what's that guy's name? Aaron, you disqualified. That's the first question on the is you is or is you ain't Bahamian quiz. If you don't recognize Phil Stubbs, you is not Bahamian. Please present your great-grandma Mama land paper so we could vet you again. First of all, I come from a long line of Chicchani catchers. You can't disqualify me. I mean, technically, we can't disqualify nobody, right? I just wanted to make sure I got it right in my head, because we're talking about R. Kelly today, and I wanted to make sure that I said the right name and not the wrong name. There's a lot of S's in my brain. Another text, we are happy for the Commission of Inquiry. Taxpayers' dollars have not been properly accounted for. Where did the $2,500,000 deposit go that was supposed to be for vaccines? What happened to the dormant funds account? That's a great text. Texter, I agree with you that we need to investigate that, and we need to see that file. Can't be like the Oban file. Can't be like the 2018 fire file. And, you know, we do have bad memories, but there's some files from between 2012 and 2017 we supposed to have seen, we ain't seen yet. It can't be like that. I agree with you. The real question I have, though, is a commission of inquiry the best way to resolve that particular matter? Because I don't know if a commission of inquiry have a punitive result at the end. I'm not sure if that's the correct language, but I don't know if you could lock people up and charge them money, fine them money after a commission of inquiry. I want the type of investigation that could potentially result in arrests and recapturing of monies. Yes. But I agree with you. We have to talk about those things. Arlington, I see we got a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Thank you, Ms. Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes, I might have something to say since this is open line today, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Within reason.
Yes, ma'am. Certainly. I'm a millennial. I'm actually 28 years old, but I'm still knowing a lot about the country because I'm a journalist major.
Yeah.
But if the PRB are speaking about a new day, why are they backtracking with the government then? Now, I heard something about Minister Mitchell. He's talking about the different promotions because of the fair gain from the FNM or whatever happened.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a new day, let's walk through the new day. Why are you looking back? Why are you nitpicking? Why are you going tit for tat saying this and that? If we wanted to do that, we could speak about when all of these different corruption happened with the PLP. When it was Mr. Gibson, as always, repeated, repetitious, when it was all these other things. See, if we want this country and this whole situation to make it out, we got to progress forward, upward, onward. We cannot look back. If we want to look back, we can look at Mr. Davis' record. Yes, he's a lawyer. Yes, he did a lot of things. We ain't going there right now. But if we want to go forward, help each other. We're having some tough times right now. I never heard anything that the PLB said about this current condition with the corona and what they have to do. But guess what? They changed the whole lockdown. Why would you change the curfew to 11:59 or 12 a.m.? And that's around the same time that these drunk come all about. So if we're looking forward, why must we still be stagnant as a nation? You know, Celine is rolling in his grave right now. Even though we have some new leaders, why don't we have new leaders? Why we have the same people who are doing the same things from 10 years ago or the prior election before? Let's bring some new breed, because sadly in the next 5, 10, 15 years, some of them might be in their casket. Mr. Norris doesn't know nothing was going on right now because he went on from time to eternity. So what I realized, so I'm going to let you go right now.
Mm-hmm.
When we was on the good course, tourism booming, when we was leaving, they just flat out rejected all after them. But the thing about it is, right, I would really want to have a plan to the PLB, because how they're speaking about new hospitals and these things, they're really sounding like a genie in a bottle, and we need way more than 3 wishes right now. All we need is progress. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's the voice of a young Bahamian, right? It's very, very interesting and very passionate. I want to say to you, I feel like part of what you're saying is, look, us young people, we realize the state the country is in. We got to focus on pushing forward. And we don't need y'all to be digging up in the past, wasting time digging up in the past over old things. Now, for me, I would say you can't let this desire for retribution or intent to ensure justice, accountability, transparency, honesty, and justice. You can't let your attempt to achieve those things diminish your potential or your capacity for positive forward progression, right? That's what I read from the caller. And as a young person, I could understand why young people could sit there and say, look here, anybody got time for this? Oh, they going to jail. Oh, we got to go see what they did when they was in office. When we expecting you to focus your energies on development and moving forward, right? I could understand young people saying that, especially when you are sitting and looking at the sort of landscape where it appears as if nobody actually ever gets punished for anything. Also, when you sit in and you realize that, hold on, you didn't actually have to wait until you won the government or became the government to make inquiries about these issues or to begin some sort of resolution or investigation, that you as an opposition and as a private sector or civil society did have some capacity or agency to begin investigating these things and looking for a resolution, right? Like, I could understand young people saying, that's old people talks, man. We don't care about that. We care about what's happening next, what my electricity bill could be next, what my gas bill could be next, what the school fee could be next, right? I get that. I think it's important to talk for younger people to talk to older Bahamians to try and understand why things like this are important to them. See, for me, as a political activist and advocate, well, as a political advocate, not an activist per se, answering these questions are important. The process of governance, answering these things are important. You had a fire at a substation, at a generation station. It doesn't appear as if you were going to release the report. Somebody leaked the report. Then you tell us you're going to release the report. We have never seen this report. We don't know who is responsible for the fire. All we know is that our electricity bill is too high for 30 years. We want to know who is responsible for that fire. Somebody was responsible for that fire. Somebody did something they weren't supposed to do, or somebody didn't do something they were supposed to do. Right? Whether it's a lack of proper maintenance on the machines. You know, whether somebody trip and pull out the plug and didn't plug it back in time and the system trip out and catch on fire. And I know y'all think that's like a joke, right? I don't know how much of a joke that is. But we want to know who is responsible for that fire. Like the Oban report? Somebody have to be responsible for that. There has to be some resolution. The Bahamian people deserve an answer. How is it that a man could sit and in an official government ceremony and sign somebody else's name on the document? And ain't nothing come of it. And they just act like, key, key, key. And then the whole file gone missing. And nobody knows what happened with Oban except the people who were directly involved. And we the people deserve to know what happened. Now, I agree with these young people. We can't let this stop progress. We already know a government could barely walk and chew gum at the same time. So you got to understand the capacity they could function under. But we still require answers. Anyway, I got a lot of calls and a lot of texts. Let's get to them. Caller, you're on the clock.
Morning, Ellen. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Ellen, I sat for the past half hour listening to your program, the caller before the last.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who you had either in studio or on the phone. I mean, he was making a lot of sense as on the topic that he was speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the type of mindsets and knowledge that we need to come forward now to help progress this country forward. What really prompted me calling was the young caller, the last caller.
Mm-hmm.
Being the next generation, new generation, I think he said he's 20, 21.
Yeah.
And these are the persons now that this so-called baton that many of us today have expected to pass over to them. But what kind of baton are we passing over? This gentleman, I listened mm-hmm. to the tone of his voice, and you can hear the sincerity. You can hear the hurt mm-hmm. in his voice. Although I always, whenever I'm speaking to persons, I always tell them, and there, it's an old adage that says, in order for you to know what your present is, you got to know what your past was. In order for you to know what your future is going to become.
Mm-hmm.
And so, although I understand that he was saying that, you know, when we look at the past 48, 49 years of this country, but in particular the past 29 years, successive governments in this country have been an abysmal failure as far as the Bahamian people are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are here in a wealthy country. I listen to a lot of the young people today. Trust me, what we see today, Aaron, and it hurts my heart. We still have politicians who are feeding them alcohol. You're numbing their senses. They're not thinking logically.
Mm-hmm.
They want a party. They want to have food and free drinks and stuff. We are not teaching them how to really get serious on how they intend to move this country forward after we have left the scene. Is it supposed to be the same old? And that is what concerns me. We watch other people come into this country, and I can tell you in closing, Aaron, mm-hmm. and it really has me concerned because here it is, you have other persons from around the world coming into this country who's more, what you would call, more disciplined
yeah.
into what it is that they hope to acquire and achieve in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, our people are being served alcohol and numbed as if they don't even have a plan to how to move our country forward.
And listen,
but that young man just now,
yeah.
he gave me a glimmer of hope
mm-hmm.
that we still have young Bahamians who are nationalists even at this young age. We must encourage them. That is what I call for. We must encourage people like him.
Absolutely.
To be responsible, look at what's going on in the country, and take the helm to move this country forward to the next generation and beyond. Thanks for taking my call, Ellen.
Listen.
It's a great show, and continue the great works as usual.
Thank you. Absolutely. Call us again to you right now. I just wanted to make this point. I want to ask all these smart people in the country, what you keeping this smartness for, all these ideas for? Are you developing them? Are you developing your intellectual skills for Bahamians, or are you developing them so you could give them to some fancy foreigner when they come to visit so you could look cool, like you could look smarter than all the other Bahamians here? Who it for? What's your brightness and your smartness for? It have to be for Bahamians and young people. You got to be sharing these ideas. I want to make this sort of link to government, right? Because what this young man is talking about, the information has to be compiled and disseminated young man. Because who it for? It for you. It ain't for the politicians, right? And with all these rules we have about cabinet secrecy and then the political culture, we don't talk on our colleagues. That's why this question of the commission of inquiry is so interesting, right? Because I want to know who going to snitch on who. Who going to talk on who? Right? But they have to do it for your sake, for that young man's sake, for these young people's sake. We deserve to know these things. You are obligated to tell us. It's our country to run. And if you drop down dead today, who going to have the information? And this is be making these links, right? It's just like when you go into the government office and it turns out you can't do what you want to do today because Miss So-and-so on vacation and she have the key and she's the only one with the key. That's exactly how, not just how we run in the departments, but how we run in the nation state construct. And that's why, young man, we got to demand that these things are resolved because you need to know these things so you could make that forward progression. So you could have the information. So the political class don't just keep it amongst them, their cronies, and their families. Because that's what it is. That's what the privilege is. Because you get access to the information because you are part of the structure. The same information they tell you you can't get because of cabinet secrecy. Right? That's the things. How I know so much about government? Gleaning from my mother, who's a civil servant, and the people around her who connected to that world. Not because there's a class on public service. And there should be, because that ain't even open to people in the public service. Anyway, I did run on too long. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning. I am good, thank you.
Awesome, and to the Bahamas. Aaron, you know, we're not serious about nation building. You know? I mean, that caller before the last, whose song is so passionate and so concerned about, you know, the Bahamas, is a supporter of the FNM who could not have found his voice when the Free National Movement government was in power. Everything we talked about that the Free National Movement government that was doing to this country that we thought were wrong, they defended it.
Mm-hmm.
They defended it, and now all of a sudden there's a new government, 11 days in, you know, they can find their voice now, and they have all sorts of ideas, you know, when those ideas were dead, when their government was in power. And I think that is just deplorable, man. You cannot be serious about nation building if you cannot keep your own government feet to the fire. But when another government come in, you have all sorts of ideas and you got all sorts of comments and stuff.
Sorry about that, caller. If you're trying to get rid of that dial tone in the background, that's my bad. Call back. We can re-entertain that. I see you got another caller on the clock. Let's go to you quickly, and then I got to go to a break. Good morning, caller. Ah, that's where it was coming from. Well, listen, caller, you give me a call back when we get back from this break. I got to take this break, and we're going to get to these texts. And as I want to say, you know, the PLP, you're supposed to tell us, what does a new day actually mean? Because that's a real big part of the inquiry that young man was making. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We will be right back.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021, for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The rock the 242. The count depends on you. So tell Tita, go tell Bella. Knock it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this one's for everyone.
The Central Bank of the Bahamas invites students in grades 4 through 12 to compete in the Get Money Smart Bahamas video essay competition. Students must produce a 3 to 5 minute essay sharing their views on the following topic. The Bahamian economy is an ideal model for digital financial services. Get a parent or guardian permission to share the link to your essay with us on social media and have your entry judged for cash prizes in either the primary school division, junior high, or senior high school category. Essay submissions must be received by October 22nd, 2021. For more information, visit GetMoneySmartBahamas.com. GuardianRadio.com or see our post on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green. Let me get to these callers, at least two of these callers quickly, and then to the text line. Got to get to the text line. You are on the clock, caller.
Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
Yes. Listen, I know I might be off topic on what you were talking about, but I just getting in.
Yes.
So I want to ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I am living with a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Next door to me, who had planted his coconut trees in front of the government sign. And I went to every ministry and reported, because when you come in out of your driveway, this is a highway.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. Since I've been here in 35 years, this is Indy 500.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter spoke with him about it, and his question was, oh, my wife told me so. But what happened is they're going to wait until my child that is coming out of her driveway to get killed, because no government person who is in charge of these things will come and make him take those trees down. Okay?
I get you.
They took down all the casuarina trees on Yamacraw, but they did not take, they missed and not take his thing down. And then another thing. This is a residential area. You bought a piece of property, and then you have 9 and 10 bus on it. This is a residential area. This is not a bus community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Nobody to say. But you know what I find? Anytime it is a foreign involvement and they have their connections, you can't go into the ministry and complain about them, because that's where they get it from. And so Bahamian, from the south, from Ragged Island, I can't go and tell them nothing, because they ain't going to listen to me. And I think it is wrong. I pay my taxes. I am a good citizen. When I see things happening in my country, Erin, I'm like you. I don't like some of the things that happen, and if I could change anything, I try my best.
Mm-hmm.
It is not only for me. It's for the fact that anybody coming this road and coming up over that little hill will kill somebody on this road.
Yes.
It just happened a couple of weeks ago, Mother's Day.
Yes.
If the man wall was in there, it would have been in his living room.
Absolutely, I understand, and so here's what I would recommend for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start off. You can contact the Eugene DePuch Legal Aid Clinic, right,
mm-hmm.
for free legal advice. Because
mm-hmm.
I would recommend you get a lawyer and you deal with it. You start as a civil matter and then let the lawyer guide you and advise whether there is some support for, you know, there is some obligation by the state, some
mm-hmm.
oversight that they're supposed to perform,
mm-hmm.
and move forward from there. But don't wait for government to act, right?
Right.
Like you say, it's your personal safety. It's the safety of others on that road. I would also write the write Road Traffic and petition them to put a speed monitor.
Like, oh, no, they ain't going to do that. Because
yeah, man, they can do it, especially if we remind them that they all over Cable Beach.
Yeah, but the thing is, they ain't going to do it here because they say this is a highway. I read Mr. Simonet was in office. I asked him.
Yeah, they could do it on highway too because they did it on the highway.
Yeah, but they wouldn't do it every. Aaron, trust me, I
understand.
Want them to cut down the Casuarina tree because that's where it breaks the waterfall and it. Every country that cut down all their trees, what happened?
They soil erosion, which is the biggest problem in the world.
Right.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Here's what I'm gonna do.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna reach out to somebody.
Please,
yes, ma'am.
Aaron. You have my number. My number is showing up there.
Absolutely. But here's the next thing.
Uh-huh.
Call your insurance agent. If you have home insurance,
uh-huh.
Call your insurance agent.
Man, these people... They...
No, we don't worry about them. We're just going to recognize the awesome power, capacity, agency, and influence they have in this town.
Yeah, help me out, Aaron.
Yes, ma'am.
Help me out, please, okay?
Absolutely.
I'm an older woman, and I'm tired of fighting.
All right.
You understand?
Absolutely.
When you hit your 70s, and over, you don't want to be going through this with anybody.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
You
Arlington,
know?
Please take that number down for me.
You got it?
Yeah, and listen, no. You stay on the line. Listen out for the producer. He can talk to you and ask you for the number. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning. How you doing?
Not bad. You know, give me a second. One second. You know, he said, like our prime minister, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other day he went to the UN, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he blew an opportunity, right, to deal with the plight of the Haitians. You see, the issues the Haitians have in Haiti,
mm-hmm.
you know, the human rights issue, you know, the Haitians make their minimum wage is $1 per day, you know. I think the Barbados prime minister, she mentioned it, you know. She mentioned the people in Cuba,
uh-huh.
But our prime minister, the people that affect us, the Haitians, their plight affects us. What happens in Haiti affects us. It affects the poor people here. You see,
yeah, but not just that. If you realize that what is happening to Haiti is connected to a historic agenda, that anything they do to Haiti, they're doing to Africans in the diaspora,
right.
And intentionally.
Inhuman. You know,
yeah.
As well as it affects the Bahamian economically more than any other nation in the world.
Mm-hmm. Not it just does. That, it affects us at a psycho spiritual level, because until we do the DNA testing, people could say what they want. But we have no idea the extent of the relationship at this point genetically. DNA-wise, between Bahamians and Haitians.
Right. One of our politics, it's all the prime ministers been Haitians. I mean, the black ones, except Hubert was, Hubert Ingham was, was exiled.
I know, but I believe I believe that's who Exuma was talking about. He come down on a lightning bolt.
My grandfather had big eyes. Hubert Ingham had big eyes, too.
I got you.
But
listen, I got to go. I got a lot of calls and a lot of texts.
Thank you.
But I really appreciate what you're saying. I agree with you. I think Brave did miss a grand opportunity. He should have been braver and gotten up on that stage and asked them, what y'all think is going to happen? What y'all think is going to happen? You think you're going to continue to use the Caribbean as an economic tool, as a tool for leisure and luxury? You think you're going to continue to use the Caribbean and just sit and watch as we suffer and falter under the weight of your historic economic policies? Do we think the Monroe Doctrine has been declared finished and discarded? No. Okay, I got to get to these texts. Text, good morning, Aaron. Tell the engineer the Arawaks and Caribs used caves. All we have to do is tunnel into our cliffs at East Street, Blue Hill Road, Milo, Butler, etc. Okay, I'm going to make that note. Another text. Aaron, open line. So how about a show on how far transgenders should be allowed to go? Biological male still, but in an MMA fight against a biological female. Think that's right, Aaron? Or can the LGBTQ only comment when they feel discrimination? Or is it you don't care about heterosexual women and how their athletics are being infiltrated with biological men? Why don't the LGBTQ community advocate for a transgender athletic system? Read my text, please. I read your text. Here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Go online, look for a program by the BBC called Intelligence Debate Squared, and search the question, must society recognize transgender rights? That was an awesome debate and discussion. You check that out and then message me back. And I figure out how we plan a show on that. Morning, Aaron. Why hasn't there been media coverage on the Israeli firm that found $1 billion worth of treasure in 13 shipwrecks in our waters and who granted the permits? There was a story in the Tribune and I think in the Guardian. I got the papers at home. I will pull them back up. But I can tell you what a part of the problem is. A part of the problem is that we want to buy Mercedes and BMWs and Ferraris and things to drive on roads that your government refuses to maintain with any degree of sense. We keep investing collective resources, money for collective resources, in personal disposable experiences. And so we, the people, don't even have the resources or the wherewithal to launch our own inquiry into what's going on in our own waters, right? And we refuse to create guilds and professional associations so that average citizens could pass through the information that's being presented to them in the media so that they could plot their own way forward as opposed to relying on governments for everything. I got a little upset there because you're right. Another text, good yawning this morning. First of all, the government have to check the past in order to move into the future. Tell the guy, be quiet and wait. No, we can't tell him be quiet and wait. First of all, that's a young person that's burning with passion. He's probably burning because the power off and it's hot, right? He's burning for his country to be what it is. The people who getting paid the big bucks keep telling him it is. He want to know why y'all keep selling him these clothes and it ain't nothing in the bag. That's what that frustration and passion is. But no, he shouldn't wait. The young man should keep doing what he's doing. And those of us that have some answers, we need to engage them. Good morning. I'm one of those persons whose promotion is being held back. I was not promoted since 2008. Went to school, educated myself, worked in my government office daily until 7 to 8 o'clock p.m. This place, the Bahamas, is sad. No wonder the voter turnout was so low. I agree, you know, for workers to be caught up in what is essentially a political situation is problematic. It's incumbent or important or vital that politicians stop playing politics with people's lives and ensure that governance can be carried out as transparently as possible for the sake of the people and not their own political agendas and trying to get reelected. Another text here. Yes. Caller must understand it's a new day to bring change now and our future. Recent promotions near elections needs to stop under all government. So when there's desperate need for public service reform and fiscal changes, now is the time. This and every government going forward needs to be accountable, transparent, open, and honest to us, the people. All right, callers, I'm going to give you 30 seconds each. See if we could get through that because I got to read the rest of these texts. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hey, man, what's up?
Everything's good. Do it. How you do?
I am highly blessed, man.
Blessings.
Hey, I hear you talk about something, but you know, I really wanted to say, you know, all it is, Ms. Green, uh-huh, is that someone is going to give accountability for what has been transpired for the past 4 years. That's all I have to say, because, Ms. Green, when you're on the outside and you could call a talk show, and then when you're on the inside and you could see how the severe damage when it did, yeah, this economy in this country, young people can only cry out. And a lot of people will cry out. But you have a good day, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you, DeWitt. And then imagine us that on the outside every 5 years, it don't matter if it's PLP or FNM. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Godly day, this is Dark Your Voice along with you, Aaron.
Good morning. Blessings.
Yeah, much the same to you. Thank you. Let me say something. Mm-hmm. Ortega got a operation in Andres, right?
Uh-huh.
Going on for years. Some time ago, when Paisville was in the house, I called Paisville and I asked him about it, right? Why don't he do something about it, right? So, quote, Paisville, it's too much to read. See, these guys, what goes in that place, are emasculated. And they are also, they got their hand in those people's pocket. They don't understand they have a country to run, you know?
Right.
They don't think about.
But I can tell you. I can tell you what, Brayman. I gotta go. This is a problem with the political culture. The people, the politicians, the people who vie to be in that space, they are quickly overwhelmed by the enormity of it all, and the space itself does no longer has the capacity to prepare people to be in it. Right? As I would be, we gotta be very careful. Did we not criminalizing people? We understand, you know, exactly what happened. People call it love the sinner, not the sin, like that. We have to be very careful about that. Thank you so much, Brayman. I got to get to the last of these texts. Miss Green, a new day, the Haitian, come in. Look here. Did you know that the human body is comprised of 70% water? And like water, we shall return from whence we came. Another text, don't say great show as usual. I don't feel sorry for the civil servant not getting their promotion because that's what they vote for. They and a large amount of people decided to ride the wave with Brave. Come to find out it's a tidal wave. Civil servants, you make your bed, you lay in it. No, man, it can't work like that. We got to shift that political culture. Great show as usual. It's raining so much because even Mother Earth can't believe how we vote. Great show as usual. R. Kelly found guilty of all charges. El Chapo will get bail before R. Kelly come out of jail. Anton will vote FNM before R. Kelly come out of jail. Peter Nygaard will be released before R. Kelly come out of jail. Brent Simonette will go broke before R. Kelly come out of jail. I don't know if that's a premonition or a prayer, cousin. The people of the in the ghetto community will stop committing crimes and killing before R. Kelly come out of jail. Miss Green would be able to beat me in a lemonade competition before R. Kelly come out of jail. My point is, he ain't never coming out of jail. He in there until November 17. Another text goes on to say, don't say Bahamians are part of Haitians, Miss Green. Don't go down that road. Look here. Look here. I tell you what the great Dr. Henrik Clark said before that boat dropped us off, there were no Haitians, Jamaicans, and Bahamians. We were all Africans. And in the eyes of the Monroe Doctrine, it is Africans we will remain. So, let me prep you for tomorrow's conversation because I want you all to understand that being fair and balanced. Y'all check out this song by Calypso Rose, a Caribbean legend, called Young Boy. Have a great day, Bahamas. Levon Miller is up next. No, is that I'm gone. So much